USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Maqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The sun continues to throw solar flares out into space. Sun watchers observed a series of powerful solar flares between Saturday and Monday. On Sunday, the sun unleashed an M6.7 class flare, causing moments of radio blackouts over much of North America. Ukraine continues to push back on invading Russian forces.
Ukrainian officials claim they are taking the offensive in the Kherson region to push Russian forces off territory they seized at the beginning of the invasion. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says even though Ukraine hasn't taken the offensive in a while, they still have had an impact on Russia's military.
They have already had an impact on Russian military capabilities because the Russians have had to pull resources from the east.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASA called off its launch of its new moon rocket on its debut flight Monday after a last-minute cascade of problems culminating in the unexplained trouble related to an engine. It all started overnight when a lightning storm violated the 5-mile rule, causing the fueling of the spacecraft to be delayed by several hours. The next launch attempt will not take place until Friday at the earliest. As President Biden continues to lead by executive order, his most recent signature law may be unconstitutional. The Democrat president has taken student loan debt off the individual and is now forcing the American taxpayers to pay for it. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax.
What they've done here is unconstitutional, and maybe most importantly, it's unfair. I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said several months ago that the president can't do this on his own. He can't just forgive loans. There has to be a bill that goes through Congress, actually debated and voted on by the legislative branch. So it's unconstitutional in our judgment, and as folks on the Judiciary Committee, we'd like to give what's his rationale for this. But more importantly, Americans instinctively get fairness, and they know this is unfair. It's unfair to the machinist in Ohio who's now having to pay for the gender studies major at Harvard, for goodness sake, for their student loan. So the unfairness question, I think, is what really gets Americans, because as human beings, we all instinctively get fairness. I mean, from the time you're a kid, if your brother gets two cookies and you get one, somehow you're mad about it. I mean, we get fairness. So this is not fair, and the country understands that.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.